You're listening to Own Your Creativity with Story Coach Elizabeth Johnston. Elizabeth Johnston here. Super excited to be with you today to announce 30 days of self-empowerment and self-leadership in the Empower Your Path, 30 days of self-leadership. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that, give you some context and background, and invite you to join me on these 30 days. All right. Let's just check that I'm live here on my Facebook page. Let me see here. Oh, where are we here? Yes, apparently we are live. Here. Awesome.
Yes.
I found it. Okay, here we go. So, Empower Your Path, 30 days of self-leadership. And what this is 30 days on my Facebook page and in LinkedIn. There will be a post every single day that will help you get on the path of self-leadership. And this is something that I've been doing with people for decades. I am a story and creativity coach, and that's how I got into this arena of self-leadership, because people who had goals, writing a novel or screenplay, poetry, whatever it was, they often lack the self-leadership to complete those goals. And so as a story and creativity coach and instructor, I realized that it's not enough just to show them or tell them how to do something. You also need to give them the tools in order to complete it. And so there's a lot more that goes into realizing your goals, whether it's to create a business or to write a book or anything like that. There's a lot more that is at play. And in this video today too, in my talk today, I'm also going to announce the winner of the person who wins a one-on-one session with me. And so stick with us until then, and that will be revealed. Okay. So before I jump into what exactly Empower Your Path is all about, I want to give you some context, like I was saying. So some of you may know Earl Nightingale, and he was a very successful entrepreneur and personal development speaker. And this is from his audio. It's actually a record that was made of his talk. The strangest secret. Yes, there we go. The strangest secret. And in this talk, he says that, you know, when you talk to people at about age 25 and you ask them if they are going to be successful, all of them say, yes, we're going to be successful. And, you know, having the privilege of teaching at university, I meet a lot of people that are, you know, between 20 and 25, and they all think that they're going to be super successful. Just get my degree and then I'm going to be successful. But Earl Nightingale mentions that at the age of 65, when you go back to talk to all of those people who say, yes, we're going to be successful, only actually one person is rich, four are comfortable, and the rest are in less than wonderful or successful circumstances. And actually 54 of them are in poverty. So, you know, less than, 50% are actually at some modicum of success by the age of 65. And he asks the question, you know, why do so many people fail? What happened to that sparkle that was there when they were 25? And what has become of their dreams and their hopes and their plans now? And why is there such a large disparity between what they intended to do and what they actually did? And Earl Nightingale says that it's largely due to the fact that they weren't progressively realizing a worthy ideal. And so this is really important. You know, there's a lot of shiny object syndrome out there, and we can often, you know, get all fired up with an idea. We think like, oh yeah, that's going to be good. I'll be successful then. But is it really something that lights you up? Is it really something that makes you leap out of bed in the morning? It's like, yes, today I get to continue working on this amazing ideal, this amazing goal that I've set for myself. And most people don't progressively work towards their goals. It's kind of stop and start. And this is something that I see time and time again with people that say they want to do something like write a memoir, and it's 10 years later and they still haven't finished it. And, you know, they work on it. They, you know, here and there, if you ask them, so yeah, I'm working on it. But how are you working on it? What are you doing every single day towards that goal? And most people are not doing things every single day towards their goal. And so that's the difference, you know, is not progressively working towards that goal, but you won't be able to progressively and consistently work towards a goal unless you feel like it's really a great goal for you. Now, what's a great goal for you is not necessarily a great goal for somebody else. It really comes from understanding who you are, who you want to be, and you know, understanding your strengths and your weaknesses, what your values are. It really is about, you know, self-leadership, self-development, personal development, going inside. You know, that, you know, there, if you are just, you know, completely working to a goal outside of yourself without doing the work inside as well, you will actually end up in burnout or in some type of failure, right? There, whatever effort that you're putting out there into the world outside of yourself, it has to actually come from within and be working in tandem with the work that you're doing on the inside. Because if you are staying the same on the inside, you will not get the results outside that you really want, that are really going to light you up. So there has to be an alignment between who you are inside and your soul's purpose and what you're doing on the outside. So many people I know in the business world have imposter syndrome, and it's because of this. It's because what they are doing outside is not matched by the effort that they are putting on the inside. And that is what self-leadership is all about. That is what we are going to be exploring. And this is the journey that we're going to be going on together these next 30 days. Now, Earl Nightingale, you know, continues, and he says that the person who succeeds is the one who is progressively realizing a worthy ideal. But, you know, if you ask people, why do they work? Why do they get up in the morning? Almost everybody says, I don't know. Everyone does it. And, you know, this is actually something that I see in the university classes that I teach in the business school. And in fact, any department that I've ever taught in, doesn't have to be the business school. Any department, oftentimes the students say, when you ask them, why are you here at university? What's that big vision that you have for yourself? And they say, I don't know. Why did you choose this discipline? I don't know. And the reason they don't know is because they haven't done that inner work. They But society says, oh, we should do this. We should do this. And because they don't know what they want to do, they don't know what they're going to do with themselves. So they just follow somebody else. You know, maybe their friend in high school is really fired up about going to university and knows what they want to take. Or maybe their parents said, you should take this. And so they're taking that. So other people will just fall in line, right? So many of them fall in line and then they fail. First they fall, then they fail. And it's because they didn't choose it for themselves. They were just going with the crowd. And those are the people that, you know, when they wake up in the morning, because they didn't actively and with their whole being choose that program, they probably wake up in the morning and say, why should I go to school? Why should I go to class? I don't know. Let's just do something else, right? Because they're not motivated. They haven't articulated that worthy ideal for themselves. And so when you are, you know, thinking about doing something, whether it's creating a business, whether it's going for a better job, whether it's writing poetry, whatever it is that you're thinking about doing, whatever that you're dreaming about, like, oh, I wish I had the time, or, oh, I wish I could do this. Really, you have to check in with yourself. Is this something that is, for me, worth getting up in the morning? And if it isn't, then you have to do some inner work to figure out what that thing is. Now, there isn't just one thing, because once you have pursued progressively that worthy ideal and achieved it, that's going to open up new possibilities for you and new challenges and new goals for yourself. So it's, you know, a continual thing. So, you know, once you achieve that, life is not over. Life is just beginning, right? Because as soon as you meet that threshold, whole new vistas open for you. Dozens of doors are there for you, and you get to choose which one that you want to go through next. And the other thing that we have to realize when we are in pursuit of our worthy ideals is that there is actually no competition. So, you know, all we have to do is create. We are actually not in competition with anybody else. The only person that we're in competition with is the person that we were yesterday, right? So, you know, every day we want to be better. We want to achieve more than what we did yesterday. And that's really our own competition. And once we are in competition with ourselves and dedicated to creating the conditions in our life where we can go, and it doesn't matter the ups and downs of, you know, how things go, that we are so committed that challenges come up in our way and we just eat them for breakfast. And this is another important thing that Earl Nightingale teaches us. He says that we become what we think about. Now, this is probably not a new idea for you. And, you know, this has actually become a very popular idea in society today. But, you know, people 100 years ago, 150 years ago, were already saying this. And there are so many great thinkers that figured out the path to success. And we actually don't spend time going back to those people who started the personal development movement. And, you know, they actually, you know, hold so many keys for our own success today. If we just read, understand, and then implement, you know, that's so important. A lot of people consume information because you get this dopamine hit when you're reading and doing research and you discover things and like, oh, this is so exciting. But then you have to take that next step and manifest something, bring it into the world. Okay. And Earl Nightingale goes on to share with us that whatever we plant, we will sow, right? So he talks about, you know, if you're going to be plant, you can plant corn, let's say, or you can plant a poisonous thing like nightshade. And whatever you plant and nurture and water and give it sunlight, that's what's going to grow, right? So if, you know, it's success, failure, a concrete, worthwhile goal, confusion, misunderstanding, fear, anxiety, and so on, whatever it is, whatever you're thinking about, that's what you're planting in your brain and in your body. What you plant, it will return to you. It must return to you, right? Because you're nurturing it. And so if you're somebody that has anxiety to be the, you know, the front person for your business, if you don't like getting up in front of the camera, and you wonder, like, how come I'm not being successful? I'm working so hard on my business. I'm creating funnels. I'm doing web pages. I'm making all these lead magnets and I'm dropping them everywhere. But my business isn't where I want it to be. It's probably because you're not showing up for your business. You're not being the face of your business. You're not taking ownership of it. And you're letting your fear and anxiety of getting up there in front of a camera and in front of a microphone and sharing your wisdom and your knowledge, right? So think about that. Are you every day, how much of the day do you actually spend thinking about all the things that are scary in your life, or all of the wonderful possibilities that could unfold if you just articulated that worthy ideal and progressively realized it in every single way that you can do it? Because that person who doesn't like to get up in front of the camera and do lives or whatever, they're planting things, but they're not giving it enough sunlight or not giving it enough water, or they didn't choose the best location for it. So think about, you know, are you creating the ideal conditions in your environment for you to grow tall and strong and actualize yourself, to self-actualize yourself? This is what self-leadership is about as well, self-actualization. And you can think about Maslow's hierarchy here as well. You know, we go from, you know, just needing the basics of air and water and whatnot. And then as we go up the pyramid, we reach self-actualization. And that is the goal for all of us, right? And again, it's not an endpoint. It's one of the series of milestones that you will achieve throughout your lifetime if you are dedicated to being better today than you were yesterday, for whatever and however you term that, right? So this is the impetus and the inspiration and the context behind the 30 days. It could be 60 days. And in fact, it should be every single day, but we're just starting off with 30 days of self-leadership. And Earl Nightingale says, never give up on a dream just because of the time it will take to accomplish it. The time will pass anyway. I mean, think about that. You know, you could be sitting here 10 years from now thinking, oh, gee, I should have made some time to write that book. I keep saying I'm going to write that book. And friends used to ask me, am I going to write that book, or I'm going to start that business, or am I going to, you know, reach another goal, you know, maybe a fitness goal or whatever it is. And people would ask me, you know, how are you doing? And because I wasn't doing anything with it, I stopped. And then they stopped asking. But the time is going to pass anyway. Why not spend it doing things that really light you up and use self-leadership techniques to enable you to do that? Now, another person that is really inspiring to listen to is Grant Cardone. And he says, think big. And this is about, you know, getting up in the morning and feeling so excited. So is your vision big enough to sustain you through the ups and downs? And, you know, when I work with people to set their goals, I always tell them Don't choose a goal that's too easy, because you'll likely not achieve that goal because there's not enough interest there, not enough challenge. And don't choose something that is like way beyond, you know, the possibility that you'll be able to do it in the time frame that you're giving yourself, right? So you have to find that sweet spot, but it has to be a vision big enough that you are pursuing it and that it excites you and that you're going to continue. And if you have been sort of a serial non-starter with your goals, or, you know, stop and starter, it's probably because you're not clear about your vision. It's not big enough for you, and you haven't broken it down into how am I going to do this? Plus, you haven't done the inner work necessary to manifest that bigger vision that you have of yourself. So this is why when you were going for your monetary goals, when you're creating your business, that you actually have to have something going on inside at the same time, right? Because your body works with your mind. And this is something that a lot of people don't understand. And this is something that took me quite a long time to realize, is that, you know, I lived in my mind a lot of the time. You know, I did a lot of things. I was very productive, but I didn't connect my goals and my vision to my body in the way that I should have. And when you are just, you know, working on energy from your mind to at the expense of your body, then this can lead to sickness, disease, burnout, all sorts of things. So your body is your partner in whatever goal or vision you have for yourself. And so the mind has to work with the body, right? And so you have to think about, you know, how am I going to take care of my body? How can my body support me as I'm going on this journey to reach my goal? How can I you know, give my body what it needs to allow me to go that extra mile when it really counts, right? So in the 30 days to of self-leadership, the Empower Your Path, you will have opportunities to check into your body and think about and analyze, how is it landing? What, you know, what I've been thinking about today in terms of the daily prompt, the maybe if I'm, you know, using a journal to reflect on things, how is that landing in my body? What is my body telling me about my idea? And of course, you know, how you interpret those messages from your body is going to either help or hinder you. And so it's important to understand that sometimes your body wants you to stay where you are, because they're afraid, or your mind wants to stay where it is because it's afraid. It wants to keep you safe. It doesn't want you to do things that are too dangerous. You know, my grandmother was kind of like that for me. She didn't want me to think too big or do things that were too challenging according to her. And so when I said that I wanted to be a professor and teach at university, she said, well, maybe you should just, you know, teach kindergarten. And I said, well, why should I do that? And she's, well, maybe because it'll be too difficult. You know, it'll be too hard. It's easier just to teach the children. And for me, that's completely the opposite, right? And so that's like an example of sometimes our mind or our body is the granny, you know? And so we have to understand like who we are and understand the steps to who we want to become, right? And then get our body and our mind on board with that. So again, this is part of the self-leadership journey. And this is what you're going to be experiencing during these 30 days. Now, Empower Your Path is, it's free. And it's going to be taking place on my Facebook page and on my LinkedIn page. So every day around 10 a.m., a prompt will drop and it'll say, you know, day one, day two, day three. And there are specific things that you can think about and write about each day. And there'll be an affirmation, an inspiring quote, a daily task, and an opportunity, an invitation to reflect on any of those, the affirmation, the quote, or the daily task. And you do that on your own. This is a self-guided journey, but then you come to the post and you share something. You know, it could be an aha moment. It could be something about the quote. It could be something from your journal reflection. You know, if you're doing a journal reflection on the task, it could be, a win that you had or a shift that you had. You can share whatever you like on the daily thread. And there's also going to be prizes for the people who participate. And so if you So if you want to participate for the prizes, and I'll tell you what the prizes are in just a second here, you can sign up at bit.ly/self-leadership2024. And that's going to take you to my wait list for a self-leadership program. So there's no commitment here. You just sign up and you're signaling your interest in participating in the Empower Your Path journey. And you'll also get updates about the program as they develop. And the contest, so after you've done your daily tasks and journal prompt, you just share something on that day's thread. And it could be an aha moment. It could be part of your journal reflection, what you like most about the day's activities, or something else related to that day's topic. But it can't be just say, you know, hi, or an emoji, right? You actually have to post something in a full sentence at least. And so these daily posts, like I said, will be on my Facebook page and on my LinkedIn page. So you can post on one or the other, but not on both, okay? Because I will be going through and counting, you know, who's participating and tabulating all that. And it just makes it easier if you choose one social media platform, okay? So either LinkedIn or Facebook page. And then the prizes for participation. So everyone who participates on a minimum of 21 posts out of the 30 will be gifted an exclusive guide. And it's going to be a compilation from the activities, affirmations, and inspiring quotes that are shared throughout the 30-day journey. And that this resource, you know, it'll be a valuable reference for you and reminder of the self-leadership principles that you've learned. And everyone who gets a perfect score by posting on all 30 posts will have the opportunity to receive personalized feedback on their progress and growth during the challenge. So those are your two options. And this is an example of what's already dropped today. So the affirmation is, I am the author of my story, creating a life of purpose, fulfillment, and joy. The inspiring quote of the day, self-leadership begins with self-awareness and ends with self-improvement. That's from Robin Sharma. The daily task is describe your ideal day and what activities would make it fulfilling. So already we are taking inspiration from Earl Nightingale and figuring out what lights us up. What would we love to be doing every single day? And maybe we're not doing it, you know? Figure out what that is. It's so powerful to do this because once we describe our ideal day, we can take steps to realize that worthy ideal. Okay. And so the reflection prompt is, and this is basically the same one for every day. So, you know, you can reflect on the daily task, the quote, or affirmation for today, or all three, and check in with your body. You know, how did the ideas from today land? What new connections did you make? Or what aha moments did you have as a result? So that is the overview of the 30 days of self-leadership. I invite you to go to my first, my personal page and engage there, or follow me on LinkedIn, find my LinkedIn page and follow the 30 days there. Looking forward to your interaction, your comments, and I will see you tomorrow. Today is day one. Tomorrow is day two. See you then. And don't forget to go to bit.ly bit.ly/self-leadership, all one word, 2024. bit.ly/self-leadership 2024. This is going to be an awesome year. Yes.